Moses and the Divine Guest. Moses used to have the custom of visiting with the Divine Presence and conversing with God. And once, Moses conceived the wish to invite God for dinner. The next time he had a conversation with God, he said, "God, I would be so happy if only you would come to my home and have dinner with me. I would be so honored. I beg you, please come." And the Divine Presence answered, "Moses, gladly will we come tomorrow." Moses went home so excited and so happy, and he began to prepare for his divine guest. He cleaned the house, he cleaned every room, and he began to cook. He went into the kitchen and he cooked wonderful dishes, and the smell began to drift out into the street. He was so excited to think that God was coming to his house to have dinner. Well, as he cooked, the smell began to spread through the town, and soon someone passing by looked in at Moses' gate, and it was a beggar. And the beggar said, "Moses, that smells very good. Do you suppose perhaps I could have a taste?" Moses said, "Not now, not now. Well, come back after I've had my visitor, and I'll be happy to give you everything that's left over. But you go on your way now." So the beggar went away, and Moses finished his cooking, and he waited for God to arrive. And the rest of the day passed with absolutely nothing. Nobody came. And at last the sun set, and Moses felt that his heart would break. He was so sad that God had not come. The next time he went up the mountain, he humbly bowed before the Divine Presence, and he said, "God, I know that you never break your promises. Please tell me, in what way did I offend you that you did not come?" And the Divine Presence said, "Moses, we did come, but you did not recognize us.